and welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. I apologize for not doing one last week. I did watch the episode, but I had a major migraine and I was getting really sick, so I didn't really retain much of that episode called Parenthood. But I'll talk about something else first, because I do got a little bit of ER news. Due to the impressive ratings performance against the newbie show Shark and 6 Degrees, fallen just shy of the top spot when it doesn't outright claim it, ER won't be put on mid-season hiatus as originally planned. ER is not going away until the spring, stated the NBC Entertainment representative. And so far, let's see. So, that means that ER was planned to do a hiatus thing like Lost is doing, air 6 to 7 episodes, and then take a 12-week break until February sweeps, and then go straight until the season finale. But they've decided not to. The representative states, "We are going to keep ER where it is for at least 22 episodes. In fact, NBC may even extend ER's production schedule to 24 or 25 new outings this season." So, that means we'll be getting a lot more ER this year. Ratings have been going through the roof this season. Back where it used to be. Not number one, but... Well, it's number one for their time slot on Thursday, which is awesome. So, you gotta say, ER is back. So, last week's episode was Parenthood. And like I said, I was sick, so I didn't retain much of it. But the one scene that I did enjoy was when Archie went to his son's soccer game. And, you know, his kids are keeping this on the DL because they don't want their parents to know that they found their sperm donor. So, it's really cool to see Archie taking, you know, fatherly, quote-unquote, role in their lives. So, he was at the soccer game, and his son's mothers, two lesbians, cool, were, like, staring at him, like, who the hell is this guy? And then, I can't remember which kid it was, which son's name. He got off the field, and Archie patted him on the butt or whatever, you know, like guys do. And the kid's mom just freaked out and punched Archie. It was great. And at the end of the episode, Archie was, I think he was talking to Pratt, saying how his kids' two mothers to be an Archie sandwich. I was like, come on, what a pervert. I love him. I love Archie. I don't care what anyone else says. So this week's episode was Ames versus Kovac. And we had a special guest star, Forrest Whitaker, who I love. And it was an okay episode. A couple things happened, but nothing too major, really. I'll save the Luca thing for last. So, this was Abby's first day back since having little Joe, and she was pretty nervous about leaving him with Miriam, who's his new babysitter. And so she gets a few cool cases. She has a guy that bursts into flames, which was great. And when her and Gates get out of the ER, she wants to call the baby, make sure he's okay and everything. And she's just like, man, Tony, I don't want to be one of those mothers who are calling the babysitter every 5 minutes. And Tony's like, oh, I'm sure I'll be all right. Although my babysitter used to tie me through the high chair. I'm sure yours is much better. And the look on Abby's face, I was like, why the heck are you telling me this? The other awesome scene was when they were working on that woman who was throwing up blood. I'm referring to Abby and Pratt, not Abby and Gates. But they were arguing a little bit, like how they usually do. And Abby just pulls Greg out of the ER trauma and goes to the locker room. She starts undressing and he's like, what are you doing? She's like, my boobs are about to explode, okay? I'm pumping. And just the look on Greg's face was awesome. Like, when he was walking out the door, he took a last glance to try to see her boobs, which is great. And the other great scene, of course, was her audition for American Idol, as Sam said. She's in the trauma room, and the babysitter calls, and Joe can't calm down. And so Abby's like, well, put his ear up to the phone. And so Abby starts singing. And it was so off-key and so awful. It was awesome. And Minnie Romano came in and was like, what the hell are you doing? And that's when Sam says she's auditioning for American Idol. So, let's see. So, oh, when the guy burst into flames, Katie, the new surgical intern, got hurt. So Ray was helping her. Ooh. And, you know, Katie basically asked him out, and the look on Ray's face was so adorable when he realized she was asking him out. I love Ray, and so I hope there's going to be more of him in there. And at the end of the night, Greg's brother Chaz comes and says, can I shack up with you, bro? And Greg is going to do it for a month trial. So that should be interesting for Greg to have a roommate. I mean, there's a major age difference, and they haven't really had much of a relationship, but it should be cool. And so, okay, the Luca thing. It was kind of hard to follow. I mean, it wasn't hard to follow, but it was, you know, kind of jumpy, because it went to the courtroom, to Luca's perspective, and Ames's perspective. He was in court for basically, quote-unquote, paralyzing Ames. In the first scene, when Luca goes into the bathroom and Ames walks out, you know, Luca's just peeing in the urinal, and he's trying to talk to Ames seriously, and he's, like, shaking it off and everything. I just found that funny. I guess more people wouldn't, but whatever. And how awesome was to see so much Chunny in this episode. I absolutely love her, but they kind of made it look like Chunny, whatever you want to say, was kind of incompetent, which she really isn't, and I don't know. But it's good to see Lily doing some more stuff. Like I said, there wasn't really much to talk about in this episode. No Archie or anything like that. Hopefully next week's episode will have a little more jam-packed stuff to talk about. Next week's episode is called Heart of the Matter. Well, it airs November 2nd, rather. Not next week's. It's called Heart of the Matter. A collision between a motorcycle and a car brings critical patients to the ER. Luca and Ray treat a motorcycle rider and discovers a condition his wife wants to keep secret. Abby and Neil work on the driver of the car, but his surgery doesn't go well, and his wife soon has troubles of her own. Pratt has a new lady in his life and a new roommate, while Gates has a different kind of girl trouble. Luca gets some important news and an unexpected visitor. So, Gates has a different kind of girl trouble, which probably means his daughter, if that is his daughter or stepdaughter or girlfriend's daughter, whoever that girl is. And Luca gets a visitor. Could it be his brother or his father to visit little Joe? Who knows? It should be interesting. I have no other news. I'm sorry this is a short podcast, but, you know, it happens. So until next time.